Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the light of the ongoing crisis regarding Greece, some observers have concluded that the euro is done, the eurozone is done, and the project of the European Union and the unification of Europe is done. Well, of course, those who say that do not understand biblical prophecy. And I'd like to show you today what the Bible has to say, what the possible, very likely scenarios are resulting from the present Greek crisis. I'd like to recapitulate and summarize a little bit. Let me just read to you from an article by Deutsche Welle, dated June 17, saying this: the German and French leaders emerged from a meeting in Berlin on Friday with a common message on helping the ailing Greek economy. The pair called for a swift solution to the country's debt crisis, which threatens the stability of the euro single currency. So we see from this article all by itself that the Europeans are very, very keen to save the euro and to do everything they possibly can to save Greece in the process. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated June 20 saying, the Greek finance minister says he is sure the parliament in Athens will give the green light to fresh austerity measures after eurozone finance ministers made this a condition for the release of further bailout funds. And of course, as the Europeans are meeting today and over the weekend, it was again expressed how much they are desirous of saving Greece. Now, of course, those austerity measures are very unpopular in Greece, and the parliament still has to approve them by next week, and people are already very upset about them. At the same time, most people in Europe are upset about the idea to save Greece, to pour out more euros into that country. Nevertheless, let us focus on what the Bible has to say about it. I'd like to read to you from an article which was published by Der Spiegel Online, dated June 20, and even though there were some speculations in the article which I would not approve of, I felt the following comments were quite interesting in the light of biblical prophecy. Let me just read to you some of them. This article had this to say: when things get serious, as they are now, decisions will no longer be made in the somewhat democratically legitimist EU bodies, but at the more or less secret meetings of a handful of leaders. During the German Chancellor's and the French President's quiet walks together, and at the behind-the-scenes meetings of discreet central banks, policies are being made that are then handed to the parliaments to rubber stamp, even though hardly any of their members understand them. That's a very important point to remember. What we are seeing right now in Europe is, due to the crisis developing pertaining to Greece, secret meetings, secret decisions, decisions which become more and more autocratic, something the Bible clearly prophesies is going to happen to the United States of Europe. This article goes on to say, the euro debt crisis has already swept aside two governments, in Ireland and Portugal, and the Spanish and Greek governments could soon follow. Things are also getting precarious for the government in Berlin. Again, we'll take away from this article this point, that the crisis may change the political landscape in Europe. And again, the Bible tells us that a United States of Europe will give their power to a very charismatic political and military and economic leader in the not-too-distant future. The article in Der Spiegel Online goes on to say, a collapse of the monetary union would set Europe back for decades, dealing it a blow from which it might never recover. That is why we know that's not going to happen, because the Bible clearly tells us that the European unity will become a fact. The ancient Roman Empire, according to the scriptures, will be revived one more time. It has been revived many times throughout the history of Europe. It will be revived one more time, and it will be a United States of Europe, consisting ultimately of 10 core nations or groups of nations, who then will give their power and authority to a military and political leader called the Beast in Scripture. Let's go on to say, or to see what this article in Der Spiegel Online says. This is why Europe's politicians want to defend the euro at all costs, and why they are approving one bailout package after the other. They are playing for time. The business community is supporting their efforts too, in a major advertising campaign top German business executives promote the monetary union and insist, quote, the euro is necessary, close quote. More than anything, the euro was a political project. That's important to understand. It was a political project, not just only a monetary idea. This article goes on to say its advocates wanted to permanently unite the continent's core, notice this, core countries. And that is why we can dogmatically state that the euro is here to stay. Now, some countries might leave the eurozone, but the core countries will keep the euro. Notice how the article in Der Spiegel goes on. It says there are essentially two alternatives. The first is a radical one, and the second, more pragmatic solution is to continue muddling along and to hope that things improve. But what about the radical one? It says, disappointed by the lack of progress and prospects for improvement, the eurozone countries leave Greece to fend for itself. Then it says that Greece will withdraw from the monetary union to reintroduce its national currency. The crisis would not end after Greece's withdrawal. In fact, it would even get worse. But you see, here we have it. The core nations would keep the euro. Some of the weaker nations might depart from the euro. And of course, we have already countries in Europe which have not adopted the euro. We know that. But nevertheless, notice what is being proposed. It says to prevent this from happening even, many politicians specializing in financial and economic affairs recommend bringing about the political union of Europe as quickly as possible, a union with a strong central government. And here we go again. Not only do we have now decisions which are being made in secrecy, they are talking about now a strong centralized government. Exactly what the Bible is telling us is going to happen. So this is what we need to focus on, not on these fantastic ideas that the euro is done and that the European project is over. Just the opposite, my friends, is what we should focus on, knowing, if you understand, what the Bible tells us. Now listen, in relationship to what is happening in Europe, listen to this article by the New York Times, dated June 22. American officials regularly berate the Europeans with calls to spend even more money on defense, even when the European Union's total defense budget is already $300 billion, pretty close to America's defense budget prior to 9/11. The real problem is the way in which this money is spent, for example, the wasteful duplication of weapons procurement programs. This will not change unless there is political will among EU leaders for change. This will to change will only come when America decides to take away its defense credits and ask Europe to take responsibility for its own security. As we will see in a moment, that's exactly what is happening as we speak. It goes on to say that the EU is increasingly capable of defending itself under its common security and defense policy, through which the EU has already deployed 27 military and civilian missions from Asia to Africa, and the 28th is in the making insofar as Libya is concerned. Listen to what The Economist had to say on June 10. Europe has more soldiers than America. Did you know that? Europe has already more soldiers than America, and its defense budget is almost as high as the Americans was prior to 9/11. It goes on to say, but it can deploy far fewer of them in overseas operations. This is partly a result of history. Europe is not a sovereign state. It's not a sovereign state, but a collection of small and medium-sized countries. Its considerable defense spending is hopelessly fragmented. You see, that will have to change. It is going to change when Europe is realizing that they can't rely on America anymore to help them. And I believe that America is making this very clear, and I believe that Europe is already realizing that. Listen what Tony Blair had to say according to the Financial Times, dated June 9. Tony Blair has urged European Union members to move closer together and form common policies in areas such as defense and other areas. The EU Observer reported on June 10, something you undoubtedly have heard, that Mr. Gates made a very strong speech and gave a very strong speech in Europe. He said, under pressure to cut its military spending, the U.S. is losing patience with Europe's unwillingness to pay for its own defense outgoing U.S. Defense Minister Robert Gates said on Friday in an unusually blunt speech in Brussels, casting doubts over the very survival of NATO. Europeans didn't like that. Just today, Reuters reported that French President Nicolas Sarkozy rejected on Friday criticism of Europe's role in the Libyan war effort by outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and insisted Washington's allies were doing the work. It was particularly inappropriate for Mr. Gates to say that, and what is more, completely false, given what is going on in Libya, Sarkozy said. There are certainly other moments in history when he could have said that, but not when Europeans have courageously taken the Libyan issue in hand and when France and Britain, with their allies, for the most part, are doing the work. In other words, he's telling Mr. Gates, why didn't you shut up? You didn't know what you were talking about. Don't accuse us of things you don't understand. You see, the relationship between Europe and America is not going to go any better. It's going to get worse on a constant basis, something the Bible has also prophesied is going to happen. But let's summarize at this point what we have discovered. We have discovered that Europe needs to become a stronger military might in a more consolidated fashion. It has to become more united. But they have already more soldiers than the Americans. Their budget is almost as big as the American budget was prior to 9/11. But also notice this. Also notice that Germany is already today one of the most influential weapon exporters in the world. That's just Germany. I'm not even talking about all the other European countries. In a most recent update, and we are sending out a weekly update, and if you are interested, you can subscribe to it over the email, and we'll send it to you free of charge. We had this to say. While the U.S. is unable and therefore unwilling to support military operations in Europe for much longer, the Europeans are forced to create their own powerful army and weaponry. In fact, this will not be too difficult. Germany alone is one of the biggest weapons exporters in the world, and all it would need to do is to keep the weapons at home to be used in Europe. Europe has already more soldiers than the United States, and if one were to combine all of Europe's national weapons, tanks, ships, rockets, and planes into a united force, not to speak of its nuclear arsenal, it would already greatly exceed the power of the U.S. Army, Air Force, and Navy. It's just a matter of willpower, organization, and cooperation, and as the need, in quotes, for a united military is more and more recognizable, Germany's talents for organization will greatly contribute to the creation of a mighty military force, close quote. And we see more and more, even President Obama said it to Angela Merkel, you, Germany, are to lead in Europe. And that's what Germany is going to do in a few, maybe not even years from now, maybe just months from now. One more thing I need to express to you, my friends, is in all of this, we must not forget the role religion will play in the unification of Europe. Here's an article which the Associated Press published on June 6, saying that Pope Benedict XVI backed Croatia's bid to join the European Union. The pontifex expressed the Vatican's long-running concern that Europe's needs is to be reminded, or they have to be reminded of their needs, of their Christian roots, for the sake of historical truth. And then it says that Croatian President Ivo Josipovic said that Europe would not be unified were it not for deeply Christian values, and that the unification of Europe is basically a Christian project. And it also says that the Vatican wants more and more Catholic countries in the United European Union. You see, my friends, religion will play a very important role in this unification. And we should watch what is happening over there in Europe with the understanding of what the Bible tells us, because the Bible is very clear. And as I said, if you want to be kept informed about what is happening, please make yourself available in that you receive our weekly updates. We keep you informed about these developments because they are so critically important in the light of what is happening and in the light of what the Bible has said would happen. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.